I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us is Radio.com MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Hey, Tony, how are you today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm well. How are you guys?
Hi, Tony.
We are doing good. Man, you are sitting on top of the world with the Padres there. You got a great team. You got a great city. You got great weather. I mean, you have to be feeling good right now.
I, as well as every San Diegan here, is feeling good. But ultimately, it's going to boil down to what happens on the field. Certainly on paper, when you add all the moves that A.J. Preller has been able to accomplish, including signing Fernando Tatis Jr. to that huge 14-year deal, everything looks really good. But again, games played on the field, and should they be able to meet these expectations, this should be a really fun year here in San Diego.
You have an owner who has money coming out of his sweat glands. That's really good. That's helpful.
Always helps.
It sure does. But, Tony, you have a market that's not the biggest market in Major League Baseball. Can the market support all that, or can the owner just throw checks at it?
I think the market can. I think, you know, and this is something that has evaded San Diego, really, as it pertains to sports, and that's winning. I think winning facilitates what markets can and cannot do. San Diego, although is the 27th biggest media market, it's one of the biggest cities in terms of population in the United States. And one thing I can tell you, the few times that San Diego has been involved with winning, whether it was the Chargers in 94 or the Padres in 98, people support it. And it's just been so few and far in between. And with so much to do out here, people's interests get you know, taken other places. And I think what not only Peter Seidler and A.J. Preller have done here is they've tried to make this a sustained thing. And at least at the onset, it's set up that way where there could be some sustained success.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing from a Cleveland perspective is we saw how the Indians just, you know, blossomed when the Browns went away, and how, you know, disposable income in Cleveland, if you were using it on the Browns, I think a lot of people shifted over to the Indians, and that's why that sellout streak has a retired number out on the wall in left field in Cleveland. Do you think the Padres are just being smart about this, knowing that there's a lot of fans that probably spent money on the Chargers that they'll say, okay, now I want to spend this on the Padres, and kind of banking on that like we did in Cleveland?
Without a doubt. I think, you know, whatever ago, it was 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I can't remember when the Chargers left. It seems like forever ago now. But that was one of the main things talked about in the city was, could the Padres step into the void that the Chargers were leaving? And you got to give the Padres credit because they were patient. They didn't try to change their 6-year plan as they started to rebuild this organization. They stayed with their plan. And now, you know, they've put themselves in a position where they can reap the benefit of the Chargers leaving. Now they stepped on the scene last year with the short season, getting to the playoff, taking on the Dodgers second round. And now they have a chance to really put a hold on what's going on here in terms of sports and how the fans can get behind it.
You guys have a farm system, Tony, that's just been churning out really good young talent, and yet you've traded away a ton of it. You know, some came to Cleveland in the Mike Clevenger trade, Blake Snell, which, by the way, I love the fact that the Padres have gone out and brought in Clevenger from a Padre perspective, even though he's hurt. Blake Snell, Yu Darvish, you know, that you put some pitching on the mound there. Is there still some talent left in that minor league system, or does it not matter since your owner is writing checks?
Well, here's the thing. You can't guarantee that is something ownership wants to continue to do, is continue to keep writing checks. So in order to kind of balance that out, you do still have to have a good farm system. And I think the brilliance of A.J. Preller and what he was able to accomplish this offseason was he moved a bunch of prospects that he had almost been hoarding over the past four or five years, but he's maintained the top five prospects. I think the Padres have four top 100 prospects in all of baseball. They were able to keep their top five prospects in the organization. And, you know, a lot of this is timing, right? I mean, you couple it with a pandemic, a lot of teams that would be in the mix for some of the guys you mentioned, Yu Darvish, Blake Snell, are out of the mix because of that. The Padres seize the opportunity. And a lot of times when you're building hopefully a championship roster, some of it's luck, some of it's timing, some of it's planning. Everything has kind of fallen into place for the Padres, and they've taken full advantage of it.
Let's talk a little bit more about Tatis' contract. I just want you to know that you would be ready to retire if you got his deal. Although I'd be ready to retire if
yeah,
I got his
no
deal.
You'll be
62. You'll be 62 when that deal's done. I still can't get over that you're even in your 30s because I feel so old talking to you about it. But, I mean, just that deal, what does it mean for baseball? What does it mean for other players down the road?
Wow. In terms of baseball, I think this is great for baseball. Baseball is in need of a face of the game. And, listen, Mike Trout is the best player in the game. I don't think anybody argues that. But I don't think it's in his personality to want to be out front and the face of the league, and that's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. My dad was very similar in that way. He didn't necessarily want to be out front. He just wanted to do his job and play baseball, and that's kind of where it seems like Mike Trout is. So you need somebody that can move the game forward, and I think Fernando really embraces all of that, and I think he's perfect for the Major League Baseball. As it pertains to other players, I think they'll now look at San Diego, you know, in terms of free agents to be and things of that nature. They'll look at San Diego as a destination spot. For so long, this was a spot that people loved to visit, but they knew that they likely had to take a discount in order to come here. And that doesn't seem to be the case. And it's not just with Tatis Jr., it's with Manny Machado, it's with Eric Hosmer before that. And I think it's a destination spot that if this team starts winning, a lot of players are going to want to come. Now, in terms of how this deals with free agents moving forward, I think for so long in this game, guys were paid for almost what they had done. This contract seems to be betting on what Fernando Tatis Jr. will do. The Padres will get him in all of his prime years. I mean, at the end of his contract, he'll be 36. We see plenty of 36-year-olds that can be productive at the big league level. So this may be a template for how, you know, young players in the organization are going to be handled moving forward.
Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us. Tony, you're sitting in San Diego with a Padres team that, you know, Machado's making $30 million. Will Myers is making 20. Hosmer's making 20, 22 for Darvish. I mean, there's a lot of money, and now the big extension for Tatis. We're sitting in a city that just watched Francisco Lindor be traded to the New York Mets.
Yeah.
Is that good for baseball? That some markets can and some markets can't, and what do you do about it?
I don't necessarily think it's good for baseball that only the big markets can have, or at least that's what teams claim. I don't necessarily buy it. You have to be willing to kind of forecast what's going to happen out in front. And find creative ways to make it happen. I mean, you look at this Tatis Jr. deal. It's 14 years. Through the first 4 years, I think he's getting paid $1 million, $4 million, I think $6 million, and then $11 million in the fourth. So the Padres are getting a huge discount through those first 4 years. And I just think teams have got to find a way to be more creative. I am not a believer in, oh, we're a small market, we can't afford to do this. You just got to get creative and find ways to make it happen. And, you know, ultimately you are going to have to spend a little money in order to put a good team out there. Too often, I mean, you look around the league now, in my opinion, there's about nine teams trying to win, like literally trying to win. And then everybody else is just kind of doing what they can to get picks and save money. And, you know, I don't think that's good for the game. You want to see guys be able to, regardless of what organization it is, be able to come up, stay with the organization. Now, listen, it takes two to tango. It's not just on the teams. Players got to be willing to give a little bit. Fernando was in the first 4 years of his deal, and I think that's going to help the Padres, you know, in the long term if they want to try to sustain success.
I just want to ask you about one player in particular, a guy that made the San Diego to Cleveland trip, and that's Franmil Reyes. I love watching him play, and
love
I'm looking forward to him. I'm looking forward to watching him play for an entire season. You said you love him, but just give me a little bit more on Franmil and what the Indians actually got in that deal, which feels like it was forever, but it really wasn't that long ago.
It does feel like it was forever ago. I mean, listen, Franmil, in my opinion, is going to get better as a hitter. I think you'll see his power become more consistent. But it's not on the field what he brings. I mean, he has a very infectious personality. And the one thing that was apparent when he was here in San Diego is that he brought the morale, the energy up around the team in general. And he still is yet to be the player I think he will be. But I think Cleveland got a good one and Franmil Reyes. I think he's going to get better offensively. I thought I saw a difference from even in that 60 game season last year from the year before. And, you know, I just think the tangible things he brings to the clubhouse, the things he brings to that dugout day in and day out are so valuable, especially for a team in Cleveland.
Tony, with that in mind, the guys that the Indians picked up in the Clevinger trade, and there were a lot of them. Gabriel Arias, the shortstop, Joey Cantillo, pitcher, and Josh Naylor, who we saw last year, Cal Quantrill, who's got a spot at the rotation perhaps. Who do you like out of that group, and do you think that the Padres wish they had one or two of those guys back, or are they okay with what they did?
I think based on the things that happened this offseason, I think they're like they're in a pretty good spot in terms of, you know, how they feel about some of the guys they left. But certainly most of the guys Cleveland got in that deal were all young guys. And to be quite frank, I haven't got to see many of them play. But the word around the organization at the time was certainly that those guys are going to be big league contributors. Who knows how big the contributors they'll be, but they certainly will be in the mix in terms of, and maybe not this year, next year, but the future. In the future, they're going to be players. I really like Cal Quantrill. He's a bulldog in my opinion. I think he's going to get better with opportunity. So that's the tough part in terms of Cleveland. That's the tough part about this deal is that there's so much uncertainty with the young guys. You don't know if those are going to hit. But in today's Major League Baseball, the value is not actual cash anymore. It's young prospects. And you almost have to kind of wait to see what's going to happen because you don't know. But in terms of the guys that are there, I know you guys got Naylor, a big fan of his. I love Cal Quantrill. We've already talked about Franmil Reyes. They all have a chance to be really good at the big league level.
Tony, last question. I'm just curious your thoughts on the league right now because, you know, there was talk about shortening the season and, you know, we've got player and I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty between, you know, the players and the owners right now about the future of the game and how they we've kind of messed with the game a little bit here. You know, DH, universal, no DH. You know, all these little things that are kind of floating around. Just give me your state of the game. I'm just curious. What needs to happen to make this game a little bit better down the road?
I think we as Major League Baseball, all of us involved, we got to be more open-minded because – in my opinion, we're losing the race in terms of popularity in sport, right? You got football, basketball's on a whole nother level now. This isn't the 80s when baseball was pretty much king of sport at that time. We've come a long way, and I think baseball has fallen behind in terms of marketing and really pushed your game out to a younger audience. And so with that being said, universal DH, you know, it was something that I'm against. I think it ultimately helps bring more eyeballs, younger eyeballs to the game. I think finding a way to produce more action. There is nothing worse than turning on a game and only seeing home runs, walks, and strikeouts. From a spectating standpoint, that is not something that draws interest.
Amen.
And that's kind of where we're at right now. We've got to find a way to spice things. And if that means, you know, dropping a mound, shrinking the zone, whatever it is, we got to be more open-minded. We are so old-fashioned when it comes to baseball, and some of that is for reason. But as it pertains to where the state of the game is compared to the other sports, I think we're falling behind, and I'm putting all my hope in Theo Epstein that he can find a way to get this game moving in a better direction.
Tony, appreciate the conversation with you. It was great. We'd love to have you back on somewhere down the road as well, too. Tony Gwynn Jr., thank you so much.
Anytime.
Thank you, Tony.
Tony was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And, of course, Tony was nice enough to join us because he is a radio.com MLB insider. And insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.